aren't your hands cold?
You know, they are kind of. It's amazing to me because I used that birthing and I realized why it was so exciting. When I was having 20 songs coming out of me, mm-hmm. it was like being an expectant mother. What are they going to be like? How are they going to sound? What are they going to look like?
Yeah.
Then now they're out. It's like taking care of babies. I have 20 babies to take care of. If I don't practice them, I'll forget them. And that's a lot of pressure. But the thing is, I mean, they're recorded. So that's like, I look at them and like my children, my recordings, I'll yes. always have that. When I'm an old lady, I can listen to my recordings.
Yeah, that's right. Wow, Judy.
But you know, you're that's right exciting. About the process affecting. The song I just wrote was totally in my head about grief. So I was able to apply it and come up with some really nice lyrics. And I found that in my writing, some of the lyrics I like wrote about my mother, where I wrote, I miss the way she used to be. I wrote a line like that. I was reading it like 6 months ago. So wow. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, so there's another lyrics. Thing. Wow, another yeah.
My story went into the lyrics.
Into the lyrics.
Yeah. So, and I didn't even know it.
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
Judy.
It's scary. I read the words that I wrote just last week that I wrote also 6 months ago. I wrote, you know, grief is an amputation of my soul. I'd written that before. I didn't remember. It's just, but it's in your subconscious. The subconscious yes. is amazing.
Oh, isn't it? interesting. So you're still working on the music. You're writing. You're writing. Your heart and your
heart.
But it's still. You're still indirectly writing your song lyrics because they're coming. You're pulling lines.
I'm pulling lines
from that. So.
Yeah, because you know I notice I use memory and remembering a lot. That's mm-hmm. a lot of my songs, and this one's another one. But I decided to make it in a different, just a little different. So
oh,
I'll share
wow.
it with you after. I know that, we have a voice lesson.
That is, that's wonderful. I know, and we do need to do that.
No, but I love
stuff.
It.
But it's part of the whole thing, you know, keeping your soul and spirit and, you know, creative juices and technique.
I just hope
everything.
It's going somewhere. You know, it's a journey.
Sure,
and
it sounds
I'm
like
enjoying
it is,
the journey. Yeah. There's no question I'm enjoying it, but what is the destination? I wonder, and that's the excitement.
That yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to wonder if it goes nowhere. What the heck am I doing? But that's not helpful. So
no, it's not helpful, and it's almost impossible that it doesn't go anywhere. It may not go where we might have imagined it would go or think it go. It might go somewhere completely different and still cool, equally
yeah,
as cool. You
that's
know,
true.
But it's hard to imagine that it could go nowhere. You can always that time that you're not in the studio recording, you can also start practicing
yes.
voice. I mean, just a wild no. This food for thought.
I know. I am a.
Some people find that beneficial.
You know
too.
that falls into the category this week of I should exercise. Like, it's like we know what we need to
I know,
do
I know.
To improve.